I'm Kathy Brooks. Happy to be sitting with Eric Kim, Chief Marketing Officer for Intel. CES is about to get started. There's a lot of hubbub going on in the hall. A lot of it is about Intel and the new branding. So tell me a little bit about these changes. What do these changes mean for Intel?
Yeah, it's very exciting here right now. Intel is making a very significant push into consumer electronics space. There's been a lot of talk about how the PC and the consumer electronic will merge somehow. Now it's actually happening. And what's driving is that consumers are demanding more and more richer kind of content, you know, starting with originally with like email to music, iPod, now video, and now high definition video, and they want it in all the choices that they get. They want it in any time they want, and in any way they want, whether it be in front of a TV or with a handheld on the go. And it's this breadth of choice and the different content types and different devices that's really driving the requirement of underlying technology. And it's no longer satisfactory to have consumer devices that are, in effect, an island on its own. These devices must be able to connect to sources of content. It must be able to interact with contents, share contents, and be able to access different types of contents. And these are the kind of things that traditionally PC was very good at, but PC was always viewed as more of a business professional tool. But despite that history, PC has become very much of a consumer device as well. And so what Intel is doing is that Intel is taking the power of PC and putting into the consumer devices with the right kind of capability, right kind of performance, and the energy requirement, which is a very key factor in the mobile devices, as well as the right price point. And we're bringing together not only the devices working with many hardware OEM manufacturers, but also working with content and service providers to bring the entire content side of the equation. So the Vive brand that we're launching, which is our consumer electronics entertainment brand, that we're bringing together a combination of hardware OEMs as well as the content service providers, that the user gets a very simple, unified, a compelling user experience dealing with digital contents.
Well, you mentioned Vive, and it is one of three platforms, really, that I know that Intel is talking about. Why don't we talk a little bit about the other two?
That's right. The Centrino, which is a mobility platform, that's a platform that we introduced actually 2.5 years ago, which has become the de facto standard of mobile computing today. We're introducing next generation mobile platform, and it's based on literally groundbreaking performance per energy consumption capability, resulting in thinner, lighter, longer lasting, better mobile computing experience.
And lighter is good.
Lighter is always good. Thinner is always good, right?
My chiropractor likes when lighter is good.
That's correct. And so we expect that this new generation platform will actually enable new kind of devices, not only the thinner and better notebook types, but also consumer electronic thin living room devices that has the power of a full PC, as well as other types of mobile devices. So we think that this will actually significantly increase the entire mobile marketplace.
And then there's Core.
That's correct. So Core Duo, which is our next generation dual core microprocessor with literally a groundbreaking performance at even lower power requirement. That is the sort of the hub of everything that we're talking about. And we think that the Core Duo represents a next revolution in computing. Just like when we launched Pentium over 10 years ago, that became the revolution that really drove the entire PC industry, we think that the Core Duo represents that kind of a breakthrough.
Well, and as we're sitting here, I, of course, have this week's copy, the January 9th issue of Business Week. which of course has Intel splattered all over the cover, a wonderful cover story all about the changes with Intel. And one of the things you're quoted as saying, it's time to clear out the cobwebs. Now, Intel is a stalwart of the technology industry. It's one of the pillars of the technology industry. When you say clear out the cobwebs, what does that mean? Is Intel changing forever?
Answer is yes. I think that was a phrase I used in the passion of my my pitch for driving change. But fundamentally, Intel is changing from the singular performance-oriented PC company to a much broader digital convergence driving company. And digital convergence is all about a major elements of user experience, whether it be computing, information access, sharing, entertainment, personal mobility, all coming together and creating new markets and new segments. And Intel is the driver of the underlying capability. And that's a very profound change. So, as you may recall, Intel used to be very much of a fastest microprocessor company. And now we want to be a company that enables compelling new user experience.
And some other changes. This is the first time that someone in your role, of course, you're the chief marketing officer, is reporting directly to the CEO. This is the first time in the history of the company. It's been said, certainly with Paul's background, Paul Otellini not being an engineer, also another change in Intel's history. But there's a whole new look at marketing, kind of what marketing and what brand means. How do you think that this will impact the way people view Intel?
You know, first and foremost, everything starts with great technology and innovation that really changes people's lives, right? With that as a fundamental ingredient, what marketing does is that we connect that capability, that element, with the actual user in terms of their perception, their acceptance, and ultimate experience. And so ultimately, we need great continuing innovations and technology combined with great marketing that really wins the minds and hearts of the user base. So we are evolving from being a predominantly a great technology company to a great technology company with great marketing company.
Which is also a good thing.
Yeah.
As a final point, marketing is a very changing and very evolving world, and you, of course, coming from Samsung, helping turn that company around into the powerhouse that it is today. What do you think about how marketing is changing and the world of technology and how the technology industry is really looking at marketing as a more valuable asset? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I don't think of marketing as something distinct and separate. Really, marketing is all about being able to connect with your audience. And once you connect, then be able to deliver and fulfill your customer's need. That's what marketing is. So in a sense, marketing and technology really are, in many ways, two sides of the same coin. You know, when you look at my personal background, I've always gone back and forth between engineering and marketing, and so I kind of think of it as a part of the same continuum.
Excellent. Well, as a final thought, CES kicking off tomorrow. I know there's the big Black Eyed Peas party happening here.
Yes, it's going to be great.
So if you had to send one message to the listeners of PodTech who are out there listening today, what is the one thing that you want them to take away about Intel from this year's CES?
Intel is a truly exciting company. We are shaping the landscape of the emerging digital convergence, and we are the fundamental enabler of new and compelling user experience that is improving people's lives in every aspect possible.
Much more to come, I would say, in the coming year. Well, thank you, Eric Kim, Chief Marketing Officer from Intel. This has been Kathy Brooks with PodTech from CES here in Las Vegas, Nevada.